grab your cocktail shaker, kick back, and get ready for the big fat party. Greg and his band of unintelligibles are back, mixing, drinking, reviewing, and discussing Bloody Marys and all that goes with them. My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast, where you'll never drink alone.
Welcome to episode 22 of My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast from Wisconsin's sunny West Coast. Why drink alone when you can drink with us?
Why?
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot for joining us for this fall pledge drive. We know how much you enjoy drinking with us. It's your turn to buy a round. Our goal today is to hear from 100 of you and enough pledges to keep us drunk through Christmas. So who...
That won't be tough.
Yeah. Well, we need... Really, listener support is the largest portion of our funding. Not sure a lot of people know that. They probably don't because it isn't true at all.
The Corporation for Public Broadcasting has been cutting back on our funding. That's why we're relying on...
I don't remember when I got a check from them last.
If you did, we didn't see any of it.
Right. And our people who support us are friends of the Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast, who I always talk about, and I thank, and they share our posts. I want to talk to you guys directly. Don't share it. Just make a donation. Go to mybigfatbloodymary.com, click on the PayPal button, and just give till it hurts.
And if you see me on the street, you can just give it to me directly.
You can actually, yeah, hit us up directly with cash. And, you know, if you've got a really, really good accountant, maybe you can write that off.
Or you can buy me a drink.
Somebody who's really slick might be able to do that. Well, I'm Joaquin Kestenbaum Romano, and I'm going to be your host. Joining me today for our special public radio edition,
Scarlett Corey Komsky.
Caleb Argawal Obi.
Sasha Hong Stomberg.
And?
Eloise Ajram Baum.
That's part of our obscure profanity.
And no public radio program would be complete without the musings of...
Oh, thank you so much, Greg. This is Garrison Gaylor. Garrison Gaylor, so happy to be here on my Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast.
So, where the hell were you earlier?
So nice to be here.
That's damn nice
to
have
you. Get caught in traffic.
Yeah, and of course we're missing Erica today, but you know, we brought in some heavy hitters to kind of try to fill in. So why don't you go ahead, call us now and make a pledge at 1-800-PAPA. Help support the drunks you love. Well, where can you find us if you are interested in what we're doing during the week? Because we're not just always here in this fancy studio recording. We're out and about. We're taking pictures of Bloody Marys and
drinking them.
Of
course.
So you can follow us on Facebook at My Big Fat Bloody Mary Podcast or on the web, mybigfatbloodymary.com. That's also where you can make a donation to the program that you love so much, mybigfatbloodymary.com. Hit us up on Twitter at mybigfatbloodymary and on Instagram, Big Fat Bloody Mary, and on Snapchat, Big Papa. I'd like to take a moment to point out that I appreciate it when our listeners refer to me as
Big Papa.
Thank you. Well, last week we reviewed Finest Call Bloody Mary Mix.
I love the name.
Using the term loosely.
Wow, that was a horseshit mix. I, honest to God, I don't want to scare away would-be contributors of mixes.
I don't think that'd be a problem.
I mean, if you have a really horrible mix like that, you can send it to us, but it might not behoove you. Sorry, not sorry. But we had a lot of fun with that. A lot of it actually went out down the sink. But go ahead and take a listen to episode 21 if you want to hear.
You're not even fussy.
I know, but I have my limits. Yeah. And we had Jack fill in. Lynn was gone last week. And Jack sang a very moving rendition of Can You Feel the Love? I mean, there's nothing quite like hearing Jack Nicholson lay down a Disney song. And do you know what Japanese rain goggles are? Go back to episode 21. That's where you can find out more about that. So that was last week. Now this week is a pretty unique. As you know, this is our public radio edition. And if you enjoy what you're hearing, we encourage you to go to mybigfatbloodymary.com.
Or call 1-800-PAPA.
That's right.
You and three digits in there.
Helps. That's not a real phone number.
I hope it's not somebody's phone number.
So we're gonna get our drink on, and we're actually doing a book review, and that's why we're feeling a bit highbrow. You know, we're doing a book review. I'm not a strong reader per se, but I'm feeling a little bit smarter than normal today.
It's okay, Joaquin.
You're yeah. looking smarter.
Thank you. You're drunk, aren't you?
So, getting there.
Yeah. The book that we're going to review is called Classic Cocktails Reconsidered, Reinvented. It's by Michael Turbeck and Julia Hastings Black. And I think Julia's got kind of a public radio name, doesn't she?
She yes. does. It's a hyphen.
Julia Hastings Black. She could be on NPR. And it's published by Skyhorse Publishing. And they were kind enough to send us a copy for us to review. So we're going to be doing that.
And we're also going to be drinking. The cocktails.
Given. Yeah. So I pulled out, this book is, it's really nice. It has a nice foreword. Mm-hmm. It has some tips on what kind of tools you want to have.
Made me want to go out and get some tools.
Yeah. You might want to just arm yourself with an arsenal of cocktail spoons and shakers and all of that good stuff. But then it's just chock full of recipes. They start with sort of the classic, and then they have these mixologists who contribute little variations, tweaks. And so I picked two of those recipes that I made up, and we're going to be drinking those and talking about them. Lynn, I understand you're going to do a duet. This is kind of a first, isn't
it? It's going to be weird.
Yeah. Who did you pick someone to sing it with?
Garrison.
Absolutely. I'm so looking forward to
it. I wish it was Jack.
Scarlett, it's gonna be magical. I'm so looking forward to
it. My name is Scarlett. Did you forget?
Wow. Yes. Yeah. I fell out of public radio mode.
We didn't get into it really.
Yeah. No. Probably not. So, okay. And I believe Scarlett has a question too to field. So she'll field that.
Imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all
He's
you
not
can do.
Sharing them with me beforehand, no.
I like to spring them on you. And we've got obscure profanity. Erica's not here, but Sasha has generously offered to step in and share some lesser-known profanity.
I prefer
today.
Sasha Hung.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's already highbrow back there.
Yeah. Well, I want to take a minute to just remind our listeners that you can keep this programming going through a lot of different methods. You might want to ask your HR department if your company offers a matching funds program.
Corporate sponsorship.
And we will accept corporate sponsorship. And I would encourage you to be very aggressive when you go to your HR department. Don't take no for an answer. I'd be very insistent. Maybe you've got an old car that you're going to trade up. Why don't you
or
just go ahead? You can donate that to us.
A pontoon would be wonderful.
Mm-hmm. We can accept that as well.
We could start doing our recordings from that.
Yeah. I'm on board.
Yeah.
While you're at it, you could ask your bartender if you could just get two for one.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Sure. Why not?
Two pledges
happy hour
for one?
Something.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, let's get our drink on, right? We're sitting here talking.
Damn it,
about
I'm thirsty.
Drinks. This is nonsense.
Can you say damn it on during a pledge drive?
No, you cannot.
Shit.
You absolutely
can't. Can't say that either.
So the first recipe that I grabbed out of here, I thought had to be a Bloody Mary.
Enough of the garnish. Let's get to the drink.
So what I made was a recipe called the Bloody Bull. I made another one as well. We'll go to that one next. But this is an example of how this book is laid out. That they'll do the classic, then they have a classic Bloody Mary recipe. But then this is a slight variation, something that occurred kind of after the original came out. It's called the Bloody Bull. And it's described as a Bloody Mary-like sipper that swaps meaty broth for tomato juice.
Yeah, that's a lot of broth.
Yeah, and it was apparently thought up at Detroit's Caucus Club around 1952. It was called the Bull Shot at that time. Not to be outdone, the white-coated technicians behind the bar at Brennan's restaurant in New Orleans mm-hmm. put back the tomato juice along with the beef broth for a drink to accompany breakfast at Brennan's, a long-standing French Quarter tradition. So what we've got here is a fairly standard Bloody Mary mix, but about half of what would be tomato juice is beef broth. And it has tomato juice, Worcestershire, some beef broth, mm-hmm. vodka, celery salt, Tabasco, black pepper. And so I've made this up in advance, and we've all poured it, and let's give it a little taste.
How about that chaser?
Yes. Chaser. We're in Wisconsin.
I need to be chased.
Okay.
Chased.
Chased. We could make arrangements for that. Here we go.
Yo, whoa.
Oh. All right, we've got our chaser. So what you have here is, I think of the spectrum of bloodies at one end being savory, and the other end being more fresh. You know, one extreme would be, I don't know, some of those real fruit juice, lime, maybe even mixed with tequila. Yeah. And I'd say this is at the extreme opposite end of that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Very beefy and bold.
Right. Yep.
You could probably heat it up and mm-hmm. serve it as a bouillon beef soup.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a comfort bloody.
When you're ill.
Yeah.
In place of chicken soup.
Hmm.
Yeah. Or cold, maybe.
There you go.
Put some basil in it, and you could really mix it up.
Caleb?
Joaquin, I just want to keep in mind that phone number, 1-800-PAPA, as well as the active.
Big.
Go to the website and give.
Big.
Yeah.
Big Papa.
Thanks for bringing that up. And that reminds me.
What do they get
me
for a $20 donation?
Me.
Oh!
Wow. The phones have lit up like a pinball machine.
Operator standing by right now.
Yes. You know, and that, I'm glad you brought that up because that reminds me. I don't know if any of our listeners are doing any estate planning. But think of us. When you do your estate planning, wouldn't you like to leave a long-lasting legacy supporting...
We can have a big papa mausoleum.
Well... That too, right? Or case of
let's
vodka.
Let's first supply ourselves with alcohol, and then we can think about building a mausoleum.
Good
first
call.
Things first.
Yes. It could
Thank
be
you,
a
Sasha.
Tavern.
Good call,
it
Sasha.
Could be a tavern also. Yeah. They could visit our sites.
Yeah.
And we have a slot machine. They could put quarters in.
Mm-hmm. So, what did you guys? What did you think of this book, Lynn? I know you liked it.
I
liked
the book. I wish it would be out because I would buy it. It's really
it's available on Amazon right now for $12.23 hardcover.
You're kidding.
Which is
that's a phenomenal price.
Yes, order it for me, will you please?
I am gonna
Caleb.
Yeah, we're gonna have a link on the website, mybigfatbloodymary.com. The first thing you'll see is the donation, and I encourage you to click on the PayPal button and give generously. But we're also
Big Papa.
We're gonna have a link to the book that you can buy on Amazon. And I did not realize that you could get it for under $13. That's an incredible
value. You told
me
I couldn't even get it.
I know. I was wrong. We got a few advanced copies of some books to review. This is one that actually is available, though.
You could give a donation for a birthday present or a Christmas present to Big Papa.
Yeah, that'd be a great gift.
Or you could buy the book.
If you buy the book, actually 6% of your purchase price goes to fund alcohol research.
You're so full of shit.
No, that is actually true.
Is it really actually
true?
He's
full of alcohol.
That is true.
You made that up even though it's not true.
I'm speechless.
If you pledge, know. Now, if you pledge $500 a month, mm-hmm. we will send you the book.
And me.
And we'll come to your house and hang yes. out and just do chores.
Yeah.
No, we will come to your house
Become
and drink
Become a sustaining
with you.
Member.
We will drink while doing our chores.
When I say sustaining
In
member,
costume.
I mean sustaining our intoxication. Caleb, what was your thought on the book? You've spent quite a bit of time with it.
I did. I really like, this reminds me of a story of somebody who's in the industry with wine, and you know they pay people to come up with those descriptions, you know, and mm-hmm. and I love the wordsmithing that's done in that. Yeah. Anybody who appreciates anything about fine cocktails would enjoy this book. In fact, there are a couple of reviews that are on Amazon for this, and one of them says it makes a great gift, and it really does for really? Anybody.
I'm yeah. buying it.
It really is. It's very well done and kind of takes you back to the 60s and the 50s and the 40s.
It Speaking really does. Of cocktails, yeah. I've been asked to bring my sidecar stuff because I make great sidecars to Kansas next weekend.
Yeah.
There's a recipe for sidecars in that book.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, but There's it's not as good as mine.
Really? Well, you could have brought that, you know.
Well, I could have, but you told me you were all covered.
That's true.
1-800-BIG-PAPA to make a donation to Lynn's trip to Kansas.
I want to hear what Sasha and Eloise think about the book, too. I want to read quick the dedication. There is a quote in here that really captures the spirit of this book and also kind of the way I look at life. This is from The Fine Art of Mixing Drinks, and here's what they say. The well-made cocktail is one of the most gracious of drinks. Yes. It pleases the senses, the shared delight of those who partake in common of this refreshing nectar breaks the ice of formal reserve. Taut nerves relax, taut muscles relax, tired eyes brighten, tongues loosen, friendships deepen, and sometimes women go home with me.
Lights are out.
I added that last part.
Good try.
Yeah. Sasha, you had a good read. What did you think of this book?
I enjoyed this book. It was informative, and the recipes were delicious. Mm-hmm. Every section, it was broke down into sections, and every section went over a certain kind of drink. And every recipe led with a little bit of history sometimes about the drink or where it came from. It was good.
That is kind of nice. It gives you a little bit of, it puts you right there. You kind of like, how it was developed and where.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some good quotes. Did it make you want to outfit your whole house with the bar? Because, I don't have that spoon.
Yeah, they go over the different tools you should have in your arsenal.
That's most tools, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eloise, did you read this? Did you do your homework?
I did, as a matter of fact. I read the entire book. I don't recall that last bit. From the intro, you just said
I made it up.
Taking someone home, I heard.
I might have.
Yeah, I think if I could have a book intro, I might want to say something like that. But this is a little classy. So.
A little more than we are, yeah.
I definitely enjoyed the book. It was very informative. I do now want to buy every type of liquor and bitter and
right.
I mean, yeah. you could just go on
simple
and on.
Syrups.
Yes, make simple syrups by a dozen. So
yeah, I know some of these recipes. Like four of the ingredients, I had no idea what they even were. I mean, these are kind of highfalutin drinks, but oh god, they sound so good, and the pictures are really great too. They make it look even
There's one that comes to mind. It's a Earl Grey tea infused.
Mm-hmm.
I want to infuse all of my liquor now.
Yeah, and why not?
They're converted. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Yeah. And I want to mention that my Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast is thankful for the support we receive from the many people across the country who count on and care about the news and programming we provide. Gifts of any size from our growing audience on air and online help us fulfill our shared mission to create a more intoxicated public. Garrison, what did you think of the book?
Well, I thought it was an excellent, excellent book published just this year. By Sky Horse Publishing, and it's very, very nice hardcover book, so when you spill your cocktail shaker over it, it's not going to be ruined. You can pick it up and just wipe it off.
Yeah.
It reminded me so much of Bach's Goldberg Variations. You had your key composition, but then you could go in all these different directions, very much like Bach. And the Goldberg Variations. Now, many people in America believe that the Goldberg Variations are what Mr.
What
and Mrs.
What the hell are the Goldberg Variations, Garrison?
Well, some people believe it's what Mr. and Mrs. Goldberg did on their wedding night, but it's not true.
I was trying to pretend I knew what he meant.
Not true. No, I never pretend. But there's just hundreds of recordings of Bach's Variations. This book reminded me so much, so much of that.
Yeah.
Are you doing obscure profanity right now?
That's my line.
I want you to move your leg over here and turn sideways. I call this the Goldberg Variation. It only hurts a little at first. It could be. It could be. Wow.
I'm just trying to be boring.
Yeah. It is the
it's
public,
working.
It is the public radio edition.
But I suppose I could slow down a little bit.
Take it easy, man. I mean, we're the pledge drive runs all week.
I am speaking very fast, so try and keep up.
Keep trying.
Yeah. Gosh, you know, I heard your replacement on the Prairie Bone Companion.
Yes,
I don't want to infringe on any copyright, so we'll call it the Prairie Bone Companion. And boy, that guy was really annoying.
He was annoying, but you know, now granted, I have been mailing it in for about the last 15 years, so it's nice to have someone who actually gives a shit about
he really
that program.
Gives too much of a shit.
I can only talk so much about the toasted cheese sandwich down at the Sidetrack Cafe or whatever. And after a while, I'm out of ideas. I've got nothing.
Yeah.
But keep in mind that phone number, 1-800-BIG-PAPA.
1-800-BIG-PAPA.
You know, I do appreciate it when our listeners refer to me as Big Papa.
Big Papa. You know why we refer to him as Big Papa?
Yeah.
You don't want to know.
Yeah, you don't. Hey, you know what? Before we get too boring, I think it might be nice to hear a song. Now, I understand Scarlett and Garrison, you guys have put together a duet. Today, is that
I
right?
I heard about it, but yes, we didn't really put it together.
Well, it'll be interesting to hear.
It will come together, believe me. It's going to be magical.
And I have no doubt about it. So with no further ado, let's move right on to that.
Quit talking, Greg. I came to hear Lynn sing.
Don't bring me flowers. You don't sing me love songs.
You hardly talk to me anymore when I come through the door at the end of the day.
I remember when you couldn't wait to love me. You used to hate to leave me. Now after loving me late at night.
Well, it's good for you, babe. You're feeling all right.
Well, you just roll over and then turn out the light. And you don't bring me flowers anymore. Jeez.
This shit to talk about forever.
Used to be.
But it used to be. Don't count anymore. They just lay on the floor till we sweep them away.
Baby, I remember all the things you taught me.
I learned how to laugh, and I learned how to cry.
Well, I learned how to love, and I learned how to lie.
So you think I could learn how to tell you goodbye?
So you think I could learn how to tell you goodbye? You don't bring me flowers anymore. You think
I could learn how to tell you goodbye? Say you need me.
You don't sing my love song. You don't bring me flowers anymore.
I didn't see that coming. You guys. Wow, thanks again, you guys. That was an amazing rendition. I can't say I've ever heard anything quite like it.
And I've never done anything quite like that.
Yeah. Boy, I don't know. If our listeners, if you would like to support such things, by all means, go to mybigfatbloodymary.com and click on the Donate Now button. We really do work you hard, Lynn. That's why I give you such a long leash.
That's why I take every other week off.
You work so hard. And just when you thought you could take a break, we're going to come at you again with the Ask Scarlett. So we do have a question for Scarlett.
Can I have a shot?
And we're going to get to it once we've all had a drink.
Good. Right.
Yeah. So this next drink from the book is, I think you guys are really going to like it. I'll tell you a little bit about it.
I like it already.
It's as I said, they start out with kind of the classic recipe, and then they vary from that and with little tweaks and variations. And this one is called a Margaritini, and you might guess that it's a blending of sort of the margarita and a martini.
Eloise will like this if it's tequila.
I think so.
Yes,
I hope so. It's a cross between a martini and a margarita, and it was invented during the early 1990s at Handsome Harry's in Naples, Florida. Tequila adds depth and spark, while savory flavors of pineapple and pomegranate counteract tart, slightly bitter tones of the native thin-skinned limes. This stuff is really good. So I went ahead and made some up, and I've taken some martini glasses and rimmed them with sugar. And we're going to go ahead and just shake this and strain them out.
This is quite highbrow.
Aren't we, though?
Really living up to the...
Yeah.
Yeah, see the way we're dressed.
We look really good.
We do.
We look really
Absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely. Oh, yes. While he's pouring, once again...
Joaquin has his tails on.
Remember, keep that phone number in line. Our operators are standing by.
1-800-BIG-PAPA.
And if they don't answer immediately, just hang on. They're taking other calls from other listeners who are generously donating thousands and thousands of dollars to the cause. 1-800-BIG-PAPA.
And we do have a matching challenge out there. If you can match us drink for drink and still not be passed out, we'll send you a copy of the book.
Do we have a DVD or anything that we can also offer as a... as a premium for donating?
How about big liquor? Cost,
any donations over $100 per month.
We'll give you a sticker.
Those folks will receive a My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast sticker.
Can you just shake that a little more?
Right. That glass is awfully low. Money. It's not a really good pour. Now, Caleb got a pretty good pour.
There you go. So I am pouring and shaking. I want to get this really nicely chilled.
You might want to clarify that you're shaking the booze and not shaking your body.
Well, you're a money maker, darling.
At my age and weight, it's hard to separate the two.
Maybe we should go over to the tote board, and Garrison can give us an idea of where we're at in terms of money that's been raised this hour.
We have raised not a red cent, not one,
not one,
not a penny, but
damn it,
you know, I'm starting to feel warm, and all that kind of boozy.
You're looking hot,
and absolutely,
especially from the backside.
Oh, but it's just.
Thank you for that update at the tote board there.
So we haven't reached our goal yet.
I love my sugar-rimmed glass.
There's still time. There's still time. So you guys all have one of these?
Let's do it.
The Margaritini? Let's give it a taste.
Oh, my God. It does taste like a tequila margarita. Mm. Cheers.
It's stronger, though. Wow. It's more like a it's, you know.
Wow. Martini's not going to make it to West Salem. Sorry.
Yeah. Here's what you guys are drinking. It's 2 ounces of tequila, an ounce of pineapple juice, and an ounce of pomegranate juice, and a half ounce of key lime juice. And as you see, you have a lime for garnish. And I've rimmed the glass with sugar.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Really, I'm going to be so drunk when I leave here.
Yeah, I mean, so what we're drinking here is all of those ingredients I mentioned, and just poured into an ice-filled shaker, shaken...
gently.
Shaken vigorously.
Vigorously?
Yeah.
I thought that was a gentle...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I thought you weren't supposed vigorous. To mix the molecules. They were supposed to float on one another.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't do it right.
We're not ready for the obscure profanity yet, Sasha.
I guess not ready for a critique.
Hold on. Put the rakes on. Yeah. So that's what we're drinking. And man, this is
really good.
Yeah. You read this book, and seriously, your mouth waters at some of these recipes. And this is one that just stopped me. And I thought, oh, yeah, we're going to have that. So I really like it. You guys like this?
I'm on board with it.
Yes.
Yeah? 100%.
It's very inspiring. Cheers, mm-hmm. cheers. Here we go. Cheers.
Well, I want to encourage
800 Big Papa
our cast members then to go ahead and contribute. I don't know if you guys knew there's a website.
I'm already contributing.
As you are. I know. Should each get your own website where I can contribute to. So while we enjoy this, I think I'd like to hit up Scarlett with a question.
Okay, go ahead.
From one of our listeners.
Joaquin.
So, Scarlett, this question comes from Carrie on Facebook. Carrie would like to know, I am a 23-year-old liberated woman who has been on the pill for 2 years. It's getting expensive, and I think my boyfriend should share half the cost. But I don't know him well enough to discuss money with him.
How many years, Carrie? Two?
Yeah, she's been on the pill for 2 years.
She's been on the pill 2 years, but not with her boyfriend 2 years.
She doesn't really say. Mm. Yeah.
Well, that'd be interesting to know.
But she'd like him to start kind of footing the bill for that. I mean, he's obviously benefiting to some degree. But yet,
to some degree?
I can understand, you know, you've been in an intimate relationship with someone for a couple of years. But, you know, you haven't hit that point where you actually want to talk about money.
She could put a tip jar in her bedroom.
Oh, woo. Drop the mic right now.
Oh.
Next.
Oh,
she
yeah.
could put a tip jar in her bedroom. If you value... insights like you just heard, by all means,
1-800-BIG-PAPA.
I don't know that you need to really elaborate at all.
No, I think she's given her answer. I think it's right there. I think she did it.
Or a slot machine with condoms in it.
this is outside of the box. You know, you're not going to hear this on commercial radio. You wouldn't.
And we're doing the highbrow version.
I forgot. Right. Yeah. Okay. Highbrow version would be have a pledge form in your bedroom.
Sustaining level.
And see how long you can sustain. Or abstain.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
This is out of control.
I gotta thank Carrie for that question. I think she just threw Babe Ruth like just this big can of corn. You know, that was a great question. If you have a question for Scarlett or Lynn when she comes back, hit us up. Facebook's a good place, or Twitter. And as you can see, Lynn will knock that thing out of the park. So go ahead and do that.
I think this is just a natural lead-in to obscure profanity.
Good call.
For today's profanity.
Actually, I don't think you people have ever listened to NPR. This is much too entertaining. You have to talk about folk music and cleaning your gutters and...
I'm pretty sure cleaning your gutters is profane.
Oh, what a great segue.
There's our lead-in.
Yep.
Cleaning your gutters.
On that note, so every week... our staff, our research department, the interns, and Erica scours the dregs of the internet to find obscene, offensive, obscure, profane expressions that our listeners might not know about. It's not the kind of thing you would hear on commercial radio, you know, that you probably hear.
You hear it on television.
But we hear on public radio, My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast included, try to go the extra mile. And if you appreciate this kind of programming, by all means, become a sustaining member. So Eric is not with us today, but Sasha has offered to step in and share some obscure profanity with us today. Did you find anything cool?
Well, this is reading off of what Erica supplied for us, but okay. Damp squib.
A damp squib.
A damp squib. It's more of a usual term.
Okay.
Does anyone have a guess as to what that might be?
I'm not saying.
Does it have to do with personal hygiene or something?
Is it like...
No. Moisture is involved.
Moisture.
You lost me at moist.
What is it?
Yes.
More of a usual term. A damp squib is a British slang term that refers to something which fails on all accounts. Hmm. Coming from the squib, an explosive, and the propensity for them to fail when wet.
Oh, so it's not really that profane.
It's not reaching an orgasm then.
We're keeping with sort of our more highbrow public.
Yes.
But that's a good, right. Yeah,
that was good.
I still don't understand.
It's a fail. It's a complete fail. Like a wet fuse or,
get out of my bed.
Shart.
A dud. Mm-hmm. So like if you, Lynn, for example, whoever you bring home tonight,
yes.
if he failed to perform, and of course that would be his fault, not yours. He might call him a damp squib.
Yeah.
I mean, to try to bring it a little more into the profane.
It's more like slam, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Would you like to hear the next one?
Next on the agenda.
Yeah. Yes.
Chunder.
Chunder.
Like thunder, but with a C. They say it's not a wonderfully melodic word, but I feel this is
it's
pretty.
It's not wonderfully melodic?
Mm-hmm.
Chunder.
Chunder is a part and parcel of another British slang term. It means to vomit or to be sick.
Oh.
Chunder is almost always used in correlation with drunken nights or being hugely sick.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I ate a bad pizza last night after too many drinks and I chundered into the streets.
Isn't this the yawning tiger? What was the, couple of weeks ago? The
Yeah.
Or the psychedelic yodeling. We've really got a lot of good, valuable terms here. For vomiting. Boy, that's the kind of stuff our listeners would love to support.
I think we're really highbrow when we say we chundered last night.
If you like what you hear, 1-800-BIG-PAPA. Next on the agenda.
Murph.
Oh, we know what? Murph.
Murph?
No, not milk.
Not that Murph.
Do not mistake it for milk.
Oh.
Opposite.
How's
of milk.
It spelled?
M-E-R-F. It's a noun.
Is this an acronym or an
acronym. Would you like to make a guess?
Murph.
You misspelled that. M-I-R-F.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Okay, all right, that's fine. So this is a MRF. Well, we all know what a MILF is. Is it something like that?
That's me. Excuse me.
Oh, that's right. You are a mom. The other part given. Whoops. What's a MRF?
Acronym for mom I'd run from. A mom you definitely do not want.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. That's sad.
I don't know where she gets her good looks. Her mom is a MRF.
Pretty cut and dry there, you know.
My. That's
classy.
Mean.
Classy.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Some of us do have ex-wives, so.
All right. Men, let's go to the next one, Charlotte. I understand.
My ex-husband loves me.
Please.
Farting terms.
Okay.
A milestone in a new relationship. Where both parties, male and female, feel at ease when breaking wind in front of one another.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I guess that's never going to happen.
True love.
It takes a while. So would that be something you could update on your Facebook profile? Like, you know, so-and-so is in a relationship or has entered farting terms with someone?
Right.
Yeah, boy, that's a cause for celebration.
No, it does not mean you're intimate. It means you're a slob, and you should not do that.
Thank you.
Or otherwise known as the sweatpant phase.
Oh, gross. No. Right?
You didn't think the farting was gross, but the sweatpants, that you found gross. I like that.
I feel like it should always be private. Sweatpants and farting.
Yes, I
and
agree.
And burping.
Amen, sister.
Yes. And picking your nose in front of me.
Hopefully this is moving our listeners to donate at 1-800-BIG-PAPA.
shameless. We are shameless. But so is public radio. Well, is that all of them?
That's all of it.
Yeah.
But I would like to read the example sentence, if you don't mind, for farting terms.
Okay. Please. Yes, please.
You've been with that bird for time, and you're not even on farting terms yet? Do you have to go to the bathroom every time you need to rasp?
Rasp?
I believe that's the term for farting.
Yeah. It sounds like, yeah, that's a great...
Man, okay.
I wish I could write the way these people who come up with these things could write. You that's can. Great.
You don't can. Even know it.
Really?
You
I just have to believe in myself.
Don't you go again? Do I really?
Man, I'm just out of it. Well, I'm quite drunk here. This is a lot of tequila.
I have almost a full glass yet because I'm taking mine home. I'm putting it on the freezer.
Are you? You're going to make a slush
for later tonight.
Man, that would be good. So the book, Remixology, holy cow, I think we're all in agreement. This is a fantastic mm-hmm. read. Yes. It's more of a valuable thing you just want to
what
have
a great price.
In your kitchen.
Just Google it and you'll find it at Amazon.
So, I mean, what I'm holding is a hardcover book that is, it's full of really nice photographs and probably, would there be 100 recipes in here? Maybe 70?
A lot.
There's a lot of really good recipes. If you can get this for $12,
I have an Amazon account, so this is going to be a great Christmas gift.
I think probably everybody in the room is going to end up with a copy of this because it really is.
Oh, are
fantastic.
We taking it out of our slush fund from our pledges?
Well, we'll see how the pledge drive goes.
I think it's a good deal because you're going to be spending more of your money on all the.
Well,
accoutrements for filling up your.
I have most of them already.
She used the term accoutrements. That's a very highbrow term.
It is the public radio edition.
It is.
Eloise. I read. Yeah. Eloise is a reader.
Yeah.
Did you need the definition?
Yes, please. Of a reader.
I've lost control. I've completely lost control.
Excuse us.
In closing, then, was there anybody in the room that didn't love this book, by the way? Speak now and forever be fired. No, I'm kidding.
You can't fire us. We're volunteers.
I know.
Unless we're getting paid.
This is great. This is really great.
Yes, yeah. I enjoyed
Everyone
it.
Everyone liked the book?
Oh, mm-hmm. Absolutely. So yeah. It's a great book.
Like toasted cheese sandwiches, too.
Yeah. So we're going to... I'll put a link onto the website, mybigfatbloodymary.com, where you can buy the book for, I guess, under $13.
Under $13.
Yeah, and I would really highly encourage you to do that. If you like what we're doing, keep up with us on Facebook, My Big Fat Bloody Mary Podcast. We're on the web at mybigfatbloodymary.com. Hit us up on Twitter at My Big Fat Bloody Mary. And we're also on Instagram, Big Fat Bloody Mary. And we're on Snapchat as well at Big Papa. And I do appreciate it when you call me Big Papa.
Big Papa.
Big Papa. Yeah.
So thanks a lot, and we look forward to seeing you next week. We're going to review Boneyard Bloody Mary Mix, and this stuff is hilarious. It's made by the band Royal Bliss. Have you heard of these guys?
No, and I won't.
They're some
be
kind
here.
Of hard rocking alt country guys, and they actually came up with a Bloody Mary Mix. They sent us a whole packet of. The seasonings, and actually they have their own condoms that say bone.
Oh, can I get one?
Did you mean to be gone? Did you mean condiments?
Condiments.
No, they're actual
accoutrements. Accoutrements.
Accoutrements.
Accoutrements.
Next time Scarlett's going to say, did you bring your accoutrement with you?
Yeah.
But this is a great preview for next week.
Yeah, they're actual condoms, and they bear the logo of the Bloody Mary mix and the term... Bone responsibly. So it gives you a little insight into the company. So join us next week. Thanks for tuning in and thanks for your support.